The Basics of Non-Destructive Material Testing, Part 3. To conclude the three-part series on non-destructive testing, we discuss leak testing, guided wave testing, and visual inspection. 7. LT, leak testing. Leak testing is used to detect faults in a variety of fluid systems so that corrective action may be taken. Leaks require a pressure difference to generate flow, which runs from higher to lower pressures. A variety of methods are used to detect flow, including pressure decay. The part is filled with air to a set pressure, pressurized. It is then disconnected from the air supply. The air pressure in the part is monitored and the leak rate calculated based on the pressure change over time. Mass airflow. The part is pressurized and remains connected to the air supply. An equilibrium is reached such that the air flowing into the part from the supply is equal to that leaking out. At this point, the internal pressure of the part is stable and the leak rate is directly measured as the incoming airflow rate. Observation: the part or assembly is pressurized and submerged in a tank of water. Any bubbles that form reveal the location of a leak. If the part is too large or unwieldy to be submerged, the suspected leak area is coated with a soap solution to create bubbles. Gas tracer, helium: the part or assembly is enclosed in a sealed chamber. The part and/or the chamber is evacuated and one is charged with helium. The gas loss to the other volume is measured with a mass spectrometer. 8. GWT, guided wave testing. 9. VT, visual testing / inspection. Visual inspection is the oldest and most basic method of non-destructive testing, but it's also powerful. Visual testing is used for surface flaw identification and inspection of equipment and structures. All other forms of flaw detection must ultimately be confirmed visually. Magnetic particle inspection and dye-penetrant inspection are methods used to enhance visual testing. Proper surface preparation, such as etching and cleaning, vastly improves the accuracy of visual testing. Magnifiers, microscopes and other such devices are aids in visual testing. A well-trained, experienced inspector can detect most signs of damage, making visual testing highly reliable. In Part 1, we discuss radiographic testing, ultrasonic testing and magnetic particle inspection. Part 2 covers dye-penetrant inspection, eddy current testing and thermographic inspection. Join the conversation at Tang Tips Forums. To discuss this article, click here.